It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
TVL tournament coverage continues here on 92.1 KMZA. Thanks to our sponsors, Highland Community College, Close Town Farm from Death, Benita State Bank, and the Bank of Highland. Onega Pharmacy, Ruffler Street. Stop around for the best cherry limeade around here. Upcoming here, the first place match, the ranked number two in team in Class 1A Division 1, Centralia Panthers against the ranked number one team in Class 1A Division 2, Hanover Wildcats. They won the state title last season. They won 50-35 over Lipo. This Wildcats team has won 24 games straight. They're 10-0 on this season. But guess who was the last team to beat them? It was Centralia. And just last year, they lost 42-38. So just by 4 points, Centralia is the last time this Hanover team had lost a game. Centralia right now, they're also on a pretty big winning streak, but 10 games winning streak this season. And the Centralia Panthers, they have beaten some tough teams. They have beaten Nemaha Central, St. Mary's, Silver Lake, but Hanover Wildcats have done the same. They've beaten Nemaha Central, they've beaten Thayer Central, and they've beaten Concordia. But you look at that Nemaha Central game, they only won 42-40. Well, Centralia, they put a beating 46-24 over Nemaha Central. What can you give me real quick on a real quick shoop scoop before we get into this game? Centralia Panthers taking on the Hanover Wildcat Lady Wildcats.
Man, it's got my adrenaline going, man. What a matchup. Two of the best teams in their classifications. I mean, you got Hanover here that's undefeated. They're sitting number one in rank in Division Two. I've said all along that they're probably in a three-horse race. If everybody stays healthy, I think it's them, probably Lebo, and probably Sharon Springs. My old school, I started out coaching in a three-horse race to see who's going to win the state championship in that Division II. If everything kind of goes as keel, but who knows? It's a game of basketball. You don't know. Then you got Centralia that I've said from the start, just like we said in volleyball, I think it's a two-horse race. If everybody stays healthy, Little River, Centralia. And here we have these two teams from different classifications meeting each other here in the championship of the TVL. Man, if it doesn't get you going, I don't know what does.
It should get everybody going. Two undefeated teams, 10-0, top ranked in the state of Kansas. We're back in 3 minutes here on 92.1 KMZ. I'm Rudy Brummett, Dan Shue, and Kirk Gilman back in CEO. We're back here in 3 minutes.
Whole family, from prenatal to delivery and newborns to seniors, we proudly care for patients of all ages. Because your health is our priority at every stage of life. Whether you're expecting, it's your child's first checkup, managing your wellness, or keeping grandparents active and healthy, our team is ready to provide personalized, compassionate care. Call us today at 785-336-6107 to schedule your appointment. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, your trusted partner in lifelong health.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZ. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Dan Shoup. And Kirk Kilman back in studio. We have two of the best teams in the entire state of Kansas in the lower classification. Number two ranked 1A Division I Centralia Panthers against the number ranked one team, Class 1A Division II, Hanover Wildcats. Both teams set on the season. Centralia Panthers head coach by Dusty Thompson in his third season. Hanover Wildcats head coach by Chris Beichman. Starters for today for the Panthers: Hayden Kramer, number 0. Corey Thompson, number 20. Owen Dieters, number 15. Tatum Kramer, number 11. And Josie Haverkamp, number 42. For the Hanover Lady Wildcats, Gracie Bruna, number 3, Laya Juneman, number 5, Anna Juman, number 10, and Drew Bruna, number 20, and Trinity Schlebach, number 22. So now officially, they are going to start doing starting lineups on the court here at the Frankfort CBL tournament. They've been not having starting lineups until this point, so now there's actually starting lineups on the court. But again, we just mentioned them: Hayden Kramer, Owen Dieters, Court Thompson, Josie Haverkamp for Centralia. And for Hanover, Gracie Bruna, Laya Juneman, Anna Juneman, Drew Bruna, and Trinity Slaybach. Upcoming in this game, I know you're telling me that you're excited, Shoup. I'm excited. Everyone tuning in should be excited. This could be a state matchup. I mean, both these teams are probably fortunate enough that they don't have to play each other in the same classification, or else they would be seeing each other later on in the season.
Oh, they're legit teams that they're wanting to bring home the state championship at the end of the year. And look at this environment. This place is packed. This state place is going to get loud. This is the type of environment that, this is why I love and gravitate towards the smaller classifications. Because the bigger classifications don't have this type of atmosphere in some of these smaller gyms. It's just the same. It's such a cool experience when you go to some of these small towns and see the community support that they have for their sport teams.
Centralia, they've won state titles in 1975, 2000, 2002, 2004, 16, and 2020. Hanover, 17, 18, 20, 23, and 24. Their success kind of being more rich recently. Centralia, their program has just been so successful over so many years. And here they have a chance for an undefeated in state title season with their lineup. It's just been so great. And not just the upperclassmen, but the lowerclassmen for Centralia. Hayden Kramer, the sophomore. Tava Gibbs, the sophomore. Josie Haverkamp, the sophomore. Keelan Rempe, the sophomore. Melanie Becker, the sophomore. You got five sophomores right there that get constant playing time for Centralia.
Right. I mean, on both sides. There's both sides that have a lot of youth that play some very key roles on both these teams. So this is not just a one-and-done thing. This is something that both these teams are going to be very competitive for years to come.
We're locked in on 92.1 KMZA. The Centralia Panthers against the Hanover Wildcats in the first place girls matchup. We got four quarters, 32 minutes of basketball all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here for the Centralia Panthers, it's Josie Haverkamp on the right side on the tip-off. Just the sophomore, who's been averaging 7.4 points per game and 8 rebounds a game, on the left side of the dial. Drew Bruna, the 6-foot sophomore. And here, tip-off set to begin right now for the first-place matchup. And it will be the Wildcats that take over with the first possession. Near side to Laya Judeman. here with it, gets it out to Trini Schlebach. Schlebach holding it, nearly losing it. Kramer nearly able to jump for the steal, but Anna Judeman nearly getting the first points of the game. Wyatt Judeman gets the board, and she'll be fouled to go up and shoot two. Already a good high-intensity start for both these teams. Wyatt Judeman crashing the board for the Hanover Wildcats and going up to be able to shoot two from the line. The 5'7" junior who misses the first free throw shot, so still a 0-0 game here. 7:43 left to go in this opening quarter, and she sinks the second one right on through. So Hanover will take the first lead of this game, 1-0. Dieters with it, right hand, kind of stutter stepping both left and right. Now on the left side of the wing, up the top to Hayden Kramer. Hayden Kramer with it, backpedaling now. Owen Dieters, she had 5 three-point shots on that game on Monday, and here she takes the lead for Centralia as she drives in for two.
I mean, way to get her started. I mean, that senior leadership wanted to be a, get her team started on the right foot, and she did.
First lead changed the game. Centralia up 2-1, 7-10 now in the first quarter. Suck is Schlebach. Schlebach getting it out to Judeman. Judeman up to the top. Three-point shot by Drew Bruna, and she hits it off the back of the white. And now that's our second lead change here of this quarter. Dieters down the court. They're going to get a foul against the Wildcats down low.
Yeah, Wildcats kind of watching the Dieters kid as he's dribble penetrating. Great backdoor cut by the kid. 4-2 there.
4-2 here. 2-point lead for the Wildcats with the second lead change there. 61 left to go in this quarter. Aiden Kramer, the three off the back of the rim. Rebound by Josie Haverkamp. Haverkamp inside to Thompson. Thompson to Kramer to Dieters. Dieters off the rim. Thompson another rebound. Back-to-back second chance opportunities underneath the rim. It's taken away on the block shot by Schlebach. And now there's going to be a jump ball on the ground. It will go back to Centralia. First turnover of the game against Hanover.
Great smart play by the Dieters kid. She knew that they were going to make that outlet pass. She just set their way for that girl to turn, and she turned right into her hand.
Dieters, three-point shot, and off the back of the rim. She's missed two now, but Haverkamp makes the board, and she's in for two. Haverkamp, 2 points on this game, 2 points. We're tied up 4-4 now. Down the court, trying to break that full-court press. Even teams in class 2A, 3A haven't figured it out, but Hanover, see if they can. They get down the court,
wow.
And Anna Judeman hits the three. Wildcats have hit two players hit three-point shots. They have yet to miss one so far. Underneath, Hayden Kramer, 7-4, three-point lead. Near side. Centralia trails. They have the ball. Dieters with it. She's missed 2 three-pointers here in this game. Haverkamp nearly going in with it, and the ball will be rebounded by Drew Bruna. She had the first three of this game, and now she's got her first rebound for herself. To Bruna, to Judeman. Judeman doesn't hesitate. Another three, this time off the seam of the rim. And it's going to be rebounded down low by Drew Bruna. And she'll go in for two. She's got now 5 points on this game. 5-point lead for the Wildcats. 9-4 here. And it's not often that Centralia has found themselves trailing at the start of many quarters here in this season and being kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum with being pressure. But Sean,
right,
just not falling in yet.
That one, I mean, you don't see many teams at this lower classification. I mean, Hanover's got 2 6-foot kids, a 6-foot Drew Bruna from a sophomore, and this softball kid that's a junior 6-foot. That's a lot of height for Division II.
Stolen away by Lia Judeman here for the Wildcats. Tava Gibbs comes in for Cora Thompson, also for Centralia. Judeman throws this one up in the air. She's fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two. Anna Judeman with 3 points already on this game.
And this is what makes this kid so tough. I watched her last year at the state tournament. She's left-handed, and she has such a quick first step. And just like the Smith girl from Valley Heights, this girl can jump. I mean, she has a one heck of a vertical leap. She can get herself up above the defenders that she's shooting over and has a nice shot.
Anna Juneman shooting 1 of 1 at the line so far. Hanover as a team shooting 2 of 3. Next shot up here on the way, and it misses. Rebound by Haverkamp. Juman now just 4 points on the game. Dieters driving inside, and they're going to get a block called against the Wildcats underneath by the short corner.
That's kind of an interesting matchup. They have the Juneman kid, the best athlete on Hanover side, playing the Dieters kid. Okay, that looks like they might be switching it up here just a little bit, because you really don't want to get the Juneman kid in foul trouble.
Rempe comes into this game. Dieters driving baseline. Gibbs is able to make the rebound. She has to kick it out. And now it's to Gibbs on the corner. Dieters driving up the nail in the elbow, looking around, going down low to Gibbs. Gibbs attacking the basket. She's fouled, and she'll go up to shoot two. Centralia trailing by 6-10-4.
And that's one of the, I mean, the strategies look like here on Centralia's part, is they're wanting to attack the interior. And Centralia's got some nice tall kids, too. They're pretty strong. Is trying to get Hanover in some foul trouble.
Up to the line, Tava Gibbs. She hits her first free throw shot.
But this Dieters kid, wasn't another thing impressive. I mean, she was going against the six-footer girls and taking the right turn, and she still is able to get her shot off. And she reminds me so much of the Mixlinette Kittle from Centralia years ago. A very short girl, but man, she knew how to use her body and get her shot off.
Breaking the pressure, Gracie Bruna down the court. Take that back. The pressure was applied. Hanover turns it over.
Oh!
And yet to turn it over, and they almost just did. They do. There was no pressure at all applied against Centralia. Hayden Kramer just threw it to Dieters, and Dieters.
Yeah, the Dieters was talking to her teammates down the court, and the girl threw it inbounds past to her and just wasn't paying attention.
That's just an unfortunate turnover right there. And just down by four here. Centralia trailing by four, 10-6. Wildcats with the ball here with 4:27 to go, and a steal by Josie Haverkamp. First steal of the game by Centralia. Dieters, pass half court, takes the give and go, drives baseline, gets the layup, but it looks like they're going to call a foul at about the wing.
If this is on Anna Juneman, this is going to be her second foul. Second foul just 4 minutes into this first quarter. That's not good for Hanover.
I remember Juneman on Thursday. She was doing a great job of not being in foul trouble to that fourth quarter. I believe that's when she picked up her first one, but I'll tell you what.
I mean, well, yeah, Hanover's already got five,
early on.
They got five fouls already. We're just 4 minutes into this first quarter.
That's already a double bonus, and that's because Centralia, they just do such a great job of attacking the basket and the rim. I mean, their sophomores are just as fearless as their seniors, and that's that senior leadership, especially from Dieters, who's up on the line. She missed her first. See if she can make the second. Thursday, she was not having a great free throw performance. But
yeah, this Gibbs girl for Centralia, this 5'10 sophomore, I mean, they're strong. I mean, Centralia big kids, they're very strong and physical, so they make it very difficult, so they do in that inside.
30-second timeout. We're back in 30. 10-7, the Centralia Panthers trail by 3, 4:17 to go in the opening quarter.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
Kansaland Radio.
Oh,
and there's going to be a ball on the floor. It looks like it's going to stay here with the Centralia Panthers.
I thought that was a traveling. I think most of Hanover's crowd does, too.
But Centralia here, it'd be a credit steal to Gibbs. And she, as soon as she got the ball, she was fouled. And she goes up to the free throw line to shoot two to try to draw this to a one-point game. So far, Gibbs, 3 of 3. Let's see if she can get this fourth free throw shot in on the way. Next one up, and that one does go out. Drew Bruna gets the rebound. So David Gibbs gets 1 of 2. Bruna makes the rebound. Up top, Bruna driving left lane, has to cross it. Up the top of the nail, she goes near side to Anna Juneman. Juneman holding on the left of her hip, now fires left to Leia Juneman. And up top to Gracie Bruna. Bruna to the far side corner, back to Leia. And there's going to be a foul called against Centralia as Nora Hyman down the game for Hanover.
Got several subs coming in.
couple of subs here for Hanover Wildcats. Kennedy Coers, number one, and Allie Shield, the junior, number 14. Shield, she had a three-point shot on Thursday in that first half there against Valley High. Here, near side to Coers. Coers, she also hit a three-point shot as well. Up the top, back to Hyman. Hyman in the face, big-time ball pressure by Gibbs, and they're going to get a half-court violation. Gibbs applying just on-the-ball pressure. Dieters comes back in the game for Keelan Rempe.
Yeah, neither team is looking very sharp here, but, I mean, it's probably because of such high level of defense both teams are applying.
Dieters, who's got 3 points here on this game, drives the baseline and goes in for two to tie it at 10-10.
Yeah, the backside help wasn't there for Hanover.
Here now, 7 straight points for Centralia to tie this game. And now they will foul Hanover to send them up to the free throw line. Anna Juneman. Anna Juneman, she is already here taking 2 trips up to the line.
And again, Troy's got that same strategy D West had earlier. I mean, as soon as Juneman or they make an entry pass to the 6-foot kids, they're crashing hard inside, making it very difficult for you to do anything once you get the ball inside the paint.
First team All-State player, Anna Juneman, the 5'7 senior up on the line. She is at 2 of 3 so far. And she is now 3 of 4 on the game as she goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Hanover Wildcats now 4 of 6 on the game. They take the lead. They still technically hold it. And now it is tied again. Dieters going back in, so on back-to-back time, Dieters has been the one to tie the game at 10-10, now 12-12, with 2:55 to go in this opening quarter. And
wow.
Kramer just takes the ball inside the passing lane and a foul right afterwards by, it looks like, Kennedy Coers.
Yeah, Hanover's struggling just a little bit from the perimeter. Their guards are not handling that ball pressure that Centralia's putting on. Centralia's applying a lot of it. They're going to do a little bit better job up there.
And I always say that Hayden Kramer is just such an incredible, definitely if I were to say one of my top players here for Centralia, she is just a motor. She is a spark plug. She just moves all around the court. And there she goes, getting the steal, getting fouled, go up to the line, and she goes 2 for 2 to take the lead here for Centralia for our third lead change in this game. Incredible.
Now Centralia's got both their tall kids back in the game, the Gibbs kid and the Haberkamp kid. See if that changes their philosophy, just a little bit of strategy.
Since being down by 6, Centralia, they have went on a run. They are now up 14-12 now. With it, Hyman. Hyman to Shield, nearly getting stolen by Dieters. 17 on the shot clock. Juneman at the elbow, kicks back out to Coerst. Coerst up top to Schlebach. Schlebach back to Coerst, nearly losing the ball. Hayden Kramer dives for it. And it will stay here on the near side with just 8 seconds on the shot clock. 2:24 left to go this first quarter. We've already seen 3 lead changes in up-tempo basketball. Some of the best here, as 2 of the best teams in the state are competing. Of course, both in their own respective classifications. 3 seconds on the shot clock, just 2! And it's going to be a foul with only 1 left, as it is Hyman to go up to the free throw line.
Yeah, but Centralia's crowd's a little upset, but I mean, she did. She came down with, it was a good block, but she just came down with her arm and got body contact. That is a foul. You can't do that.
And both teams are at double bonus, which is 2:17 left in this first quarter. It is just so, there is just so much here, aggression and fast paced play, that it's just incredible here already with, well, just the amount of fouls that have already been committed by both sides as well.
Well, I think the key, to, I mean, just as watching, the key's going to be Hanover going to be able to handle the ball pressure out on the perimeter. Because it seems at times they're selling. Here we got a different look from Hanover.
It's tied back here, 14-14. It's been tied at 10-10, 12-12, 14-14.
Wow.
And a turnover by Centralia.
Hanover been playing man the whole time, and all of a sudden they came out with a 2-1-2 half-court trap, and Centralia turned the ball over.
2:06 left to go in this first quarter. Juneman at the Frankfurt logo gets a screen for her. Now to Hyman. Hyman holding it at the top of the circle. She dribbles left, takes a step on the pivot, tries to throw it to the baseline. That's going to be stolen away by Haverkamp for her second steal of the game. Hanover, they've turned over seven times in this first quarter. Tatum Kramer hitting off the backboard, gets the rebound, spins around, ducks by defenders, and there's going to, they're going to call it a travel.
That was a good call. She shuffled her feet.
Centralia now with three turnovers in this half. They've had back-to-back ones on back-to-back possessions with 1:42 to go in the first. And Tatum Kramer comes back out of the game. She's been substituted kind of a couple of times here. Keelan Rempe, the sophomore, steps in for her place. Rempe, who's 1-on-1 against Juneman, the sophomore, against the All-State senior. And nearly stealing the ball from up top. But it's reset back to Juneman. Juneman gets a screen for herself. She drives down the right side. Lane goes up, and she is blocked by Haverkamp. And Haverkamp, that's her first block of the game. She gets the ball right from her. Haverkamp nearly loses the ball at the top of the arc, but she controls it at the low side waist. Kramer, Dieters, three, off the rim, and off the board. The ball is still open. Dieters gets her own rebound, and then there is a kick. They're going to say it was by Hanover.
Yeah, that was two footers from Hanover. I mean, the girls from Centralia might be just a little bit stronger. I mean, they're kind of ripping the ball out of their hands. So they are when there's 50-50 balls.
Kramer taking a swan dive inside, not able to get it in. The rebound by Gift, but it will be a jump ball.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit out of control. But again, she was wanting to drive body contact, maybe try to pick up a foul. One of those big 6-foot kids from Hanover.
Three straight turnovers here for Centralia. The game's still tied at 14-14. Hayden Kramer diving again. Man, it feels like every time I mention her name, it is in some shape, form, or way, she is just on the ground diving for the ball. And that is just her pace of play. She is just absolutely fearless on the court side. Juneman down the court, 1-on-1 against Hayden Kramer. Switching the man from Dieters, and there, Tava Gibbs gets the pressure against Leia Juneman to cause another turnover.
That's one thing, Centralia, I think has kind of noticed, is that Hanover's not shown very much strength in the guard play up to this point of being able to control the ball and handle it on ball pressure.
Kramer in the corner to Dieters, nearly losing the ball. She gets it. 22 on the shot clock, throws it up in the air, rebounded by Gibbs. She gets it, tosses it back up, and then Drew Bruna comes down with it. Down the court now, stuck to Juneman, and Juneman is going to get fouled by Owen Dieters. I believe that is Dieters' first foul of the game.
And it's the thing, I mean, it's not like the coaches are telling them. These kids are just instinctively realizing that these girls are from Hanover are having a little bit of trouble handling the ball. And just instinctively, Owen Dieters, the other zero for Centralia Kramer, they're just putting the full court pressure on, making them make real, hey, can you make the decisions that you need to break our pressure?
Well, a chance to sustain the lead here for Hanover, or I should say retake the lead, is Anna Juneman up the free throw line. She misses her first shot here. She has made her last two before that. Juneman sends the ball, and with the left hand, she floats it up, and she misses. So she goes 0 for 2. The rebound by Haverkamp. She's now got 4 in this quarter. Underneath the ball, taken away by Schlebach, her first steal. And now with 17.9 seconds left to go, Hanover will look to turn it right back over to the Panthers. Hanover, 9 turnovers in this first quarter. Centralia with just 5. Both teams at 14-14. It is double bonus for both sides with 16 seconds left to go. Dieters with it, holding it on her right hand. She's right now got 7 points in this quarter. She fires it left to Hayden Kramer. Kramer to Gibbs. Gibbs to Rempe. Rempe with 5 seconds.
Dieters.
Dieters with 4. Takes a step inside. Releases with a bucket. Hayden Kramer with 0 seconds. Gets it. And gets the bucket to end the first quarter. What a hustle by the sophomore. Incredible level of play. That will end the first at 16-14. We will be back in 60 seconds here on 92.1. KMZA Centralia has the lead.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The two best teams in the state of Kansas in low classification are going toe-to-toe. Right here is, I guess I should say, paw-to-paw, the Panthers and the Wildcats. Centralia up by two, 16-14. Kramer had the last bucket to end with just a second left in that first quarter to take the lead here for Centralia. They have that third lead change here. Josie Haverkamp trying to go up with it. Judeman crashes it and gets the board. Down the court now, Judeman. That was also Judeman's first board of the game. In that first quarter, she had 6 points. She went 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Steal here by Tatum Kramer. Her first steal of the game. The Hanover Wildcats have now 10 turnovers in the first half. Underneath, just slipping the pass there. Dieters to Thompson. Dieters makes the rebound, though, after the miss from Thompson, and she goes in for two. That was 9 points on the game. Owen Dieters. Owen Dieters has scored 21-plus points in every single one of her TVL tournament games so far. She's only played two. She had 27 points on Monday and then 21 points on Thursday. We'll see where she goes here tonight, as already she's got 9. Inside pass to Judeman. She is fouled. It'll look to go up and shoot two. Judeman has taken 4 trips down to the line.
Yeah, I mean, both these teams have, I mean, size. Centralia has 2 5'10" kids. Hanover has 2 6-foot kids, and they use them in different ways. For Centralia's kids, most of those 5'10" kids don't much get out of the lane, so they don't. Now, for Hanover's kids, very mobile for tall kids. They're clear out the three-point line. They're part of their offense from the three-point line all the way down to the baseline. So two different strategies with two teams that have size.
Panthers with now their biggest lead of 4, 18-14. Judeman has missed her last 3 straight free throw shots, and now she has made that streak come to an end, and she goes 1 for 2 here at the line. She is now on the game 4 of 8. Inside pass to Haverkamp, Tatum Kramer. Kramer driving inside the baseline, kicking it to Rempe. Rempe over the top to Haverkamp. Haverkamp spinning in the paint, and she shoots it in! The assist by the sophomore Rempe. Down the court now, the ball is loose on the ground. Rempe picks it back up. She got the steal. She kicks it to Dieters. High level play, 11 turnovers by the Wildcats. Dieters steps inside. And one for Owen Dieters!
That's what makes the Dieters kid such a special kid at the high school level. I mean, she took on 2 6-foot kids. She's able to slide through them and has the presence of mind to be able to get her shot off without getting it blocked.
Largest lead for Centralia, 22-15, full timeout, 6:27 to go in the second quarter. Centralia up by 7. Dieters up at the free throw line for the and one. We're back in 60.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Owen Dieters seeks the and one on the game right now. She has 12 points in the first half alone. Again, she has had 21 points or more in every 3DL tournament game up to this point. Shield, three-point shot, and lets it sink. Shield, she had one on the first half against Valley Heights on Thursday. She has one here today.
Yeah, where'd that girl come from?
5-point game, Rempe to Dieters, 6 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Dieter's far side, swatted out of bounds by Judeman.
And Hale were showing a couple different looks, zone man, a couple different types of zone. But their young post players probably need to deny.
Whoa! Oh, my gosh! A Caitlin Clark-like shot, 6 foot from the arc. Dieter's hits it in. Incredible! She just gets it in. She was like, I'm 5 foot from a defender. I'm just going to chuck it. And she just annihilated the board.
Extreme confidence in the shooter. She knows if she's left open, she can shoot from anywhere.
That's why she's a Benedictine mitt and has over 1,000 career points.
Here she comes again.
Dieters with it.
They're going to attack it again.
She's trying to go up with it. Then she kicks it out to Rempe. Hayden Kramer takes the three, drives in, dives to the rim. Rebound by Haverkamp. Fouled.
It will go up to shoot two. It's one of that. And both of these teams see it. I mean, with their best players, they want the ball in their hand. But just that winning attitude. If my team needs to run, hey, I'm the one that's going to take it. I'm the one that's going to put it on my shoulder to get that accomplished.
26-18 now. Now 27-18. Largest lead here for the Panthers. They are up by 9. Cora Thompson and Tatum Kramer look to substitute into the game here for Rempe. And we'll see who the other one is, as they've only put in Tatum Kramer so far. Haverkamp, 1-1 on the line right now on this attempt. See if she can go 2-2. And she misses the second one, but Gibbs comes up with the rebound. She turns around, shoots, couldn't get it to go in. And then Kramer makes the second rebound, and then...
That's one thing
foul.
These young kids from Hanover finding. I mean, and they probably don't see it much besides against Centralia where they have this much size, because Hanover has 2 6-foot kids. You don't see that very often. Athletic 6-foot kids at this level, they need to box out a little bit better. They're getting position, but they're not boxing out Centralia's bigs.
Cora Thompson comes in for James Josie Haverkamp as she just picked up her second foul of the game for Centralia. Centralia right now up 9, 27-18. Wildcats with the ball with 5 minutes left to go in the first half. Foul against Drew Bruna. She drew it from 5 foot in front of the rim.
And that's one thing that these two girls from Hanover, these tall kids, they're not afraid to put the ball on the floor for being such tall kids. Is, hey, yeah, let's try to attack the rim with a bigger kid against me in the expanded half court. See if I can't get them to pick up some fouls, get them in foul trouble.
Off the wrist from Drew Bruna, the first shot goes up and out. We'll see what she can do here with
that. 41 for Centralia right now has 2 fouls. So that's used the Gibbs kid.
Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp. So both
she could have got her third right there.
Drew goes 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Dieters with it. Dieters near side. Open by a kilometer. Tatum Kramer misses. And then rebounded underneath by Hyman and a foul by the Panthers.
But again, man, all these kids, I mean, watch how they go after the ball. They're not just standing there watching it. I mean, they're jumping after it and leaping and physical. Centralia's coach going to call a timeout here.
A timeout is called, but Centralia has 2 fouls on Dieters, 2 fouls on Thompson, 2 fouls on Gibbs, and 2 on Haverkamp. It's going to be interesting to see how this shapes up. 4:43 left to go here in the first half, 27-18. We're back in 30 seconds. Centralia leads.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, a quick 30-second timeout, and we're back with the action here, and action has been the word. This is just a complete 5-star movie, full with all kinds of explosions, kabooms, and that's what it's been here. That's what you get from Centralia Hanover girls basketball. Nothing but pure action, 27-18, Centralia with the lead, 4:38 to go in the second quarter. Hanover with the ball. Hanover trailing, and Judeman nearly gets it to go in, gets the rebound. She kicks it up top to her sister, and now Judeman gets it back to the top of the arc. Hyman drives inside the lane, goes a risky pass stolen by Tatum Kramer, but big assist there down low by Gibbs, I believe. Dieters now down the court at the top of the nail, looking left, shoving left, and they're going to get a charge.
That's three on Dieters.
That's three against Dieters. And Dieters, yeah, she let that left elbow run with her, and Dieters will now take the bench with 4:11 left to go in this second quarter. And now you have some of your best players on this team in huge foul trouble for Centralia. They're going to have to stay very disciplined here.
Is that not five fouls?
It's double bonus now for Centralia, or for Hanover, as 5 fouls have been committed by Centralia. Hanover, they've only given 2 fouls so far in this quarter. Judeman missing the basket, rebounded by Hayden Kramer. Underneath, she goes to Renfe. So now it's a Centralia offense without the Benedictine commit and Dieters. Lenny Becker over the top to Thompson. Thompson to Tatum Kramer. Kramer drives in, kicks out. Tatum Kramer, the three, and nothing but net! 30 points on the game now for Centralia. Tatum Kramer drains it.
Now you're wondering who's going to step up, and Dieters went out. The Kramer kid knocked down a big three-pointer.
And that's why you know this Centralia team is in good company for the next upcoming years. This young sophomore group underneath is just so great at what they do. But thankfully also the senior Tatum Kramer there, she had that three, so you still got senior leadership there out on the court.
Wow!
Hits it 2 feet from the top of the arc, and it's timeout by Chris Beichman right after the three from Judeman. We'll be back here in 30 seconds on 92.1 KMZA. 9-point lead again for Centralia, 30-21 with 3:13 to go in the second quarter.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Unlikely here to see Dieters for the rest of this first half for the Centralia Panthers, as she's got 3 fouls here on the game early on, 3:10 to go in the first half. Centralia still leads 30-21. Rempe to Hayden Kramer. Back deep to Tatum Kramer. Good pass there. Could have set up a good three-point shot. Now Rempe. Rempe thinks three. Back to Tatum Kramer. She is corralled quickly, and then she has to go back up to Hayden Kramer at the top of the circle. Looking to the backdoor cut. Now to Rempe on the side. 12 on the shot clock. Up top, Tatum. Now Tatum thinking the three. Didn't take it. She was open. Now 6 seconds.
Rempe
shot. Tatum Kramer driving inside. Jump shot from inside and misses. Rebound underneath on the inside by Hyman. Her second of the quarter, second of the game. Judeman. Judeman to Drew Bruna. Drew Bruna driving with her right hand. Now looks left on the cross. Near side, Anna Judeman. Anna Judeman has been so great tonight from the field. Has to kick out to the top. Now Drew Bruna. Bruna inside to the short corner. Foul called against number 20 of the Centralia Panthers, Cora Thompson. That is
and look at this.
Game.
I mean, Anna brought in number 21, which is a 5'10 freshman. They got three kids, 5'10, 6 foot, 6 foot, out there on the floor right now. They need to take For them, they need to take advantage of their height inside at some point.
Well, now Centralia is number 20. Cora Thompson is at 3 fouls on the game. So two players here for the Panthers with 3 fouls, Dieters and Thompson, and then 3 players with 2 fouls, Gibbs, Haverkamp, and... excuse me, just 2 players then. Drew Bruna up at the free throw line. It goes 1 of 2, and Thompson makes the rebound as she stays into the game.
Oh!
And now down the court here is going to be a turnover. That's actually the first turnover of this quarter here for the Panthers. With 2:13 left to go in the second. 30-22. 8-point lead here for the Panthers. Again, they're going to have to play without Dieters for this next 2 minutes and 8 seconds. And she's sitting on the bench with 3 fouls.
They're looking
inside, near turnover, but then another foul. That's against Thompson.
Like I was just saying, the coach from Hanover kind of picked it on up on it, too. It's like, we need to try to see if we can establish an inside presence. Okay, here, Coach Centralia is going to put one of their big kids back in the game here to make a difference.
Well, she has to. She's going to have to substitute Josie Haverkamp. Whoa. 2 fouls for Thompson, who has 4. So
wow,
this is even bigger now. Centralia with a good lead, but struggling with the foul count. Hanover has not taken advantage, though, of the free throw line.
They have missed
three straight now in a row, and Tatum Kramer gets the board. Down the court, left hand, she crosses to Hayden Kramer. Hayden Kramer holding it with her right hand, looking to her left to Rempe. Rempe down the corner, Tatum Kramer hit a three last time. Josie Haverkamp inside! Great look from Tatum to Josie Haverkamp.
Yeah, that girl from Hanover, you just can't play behind 42. She's just too good. She gets that ball in the inside. She has a great move to take it up over you.
Great work by Hayden Kramer, just keeping her hands in the right place. They're not getting the foul, and there Josie Haverkamp gets her
back-to-back great plays by the Haverkamp kid.
1:20 left to go in the second quarter here. Hayden Kramer.
There she won it again.
Rempe up at the top. Haverkamp wants it at the nail. She looks down low to Tatum Kramer. Drives baseline, open three, but a drive kick into the paint.
Wow.
And Tatum Kramer, looks one away from the basket, finishes in for her sixth of the game. 12-point lead. Schuderman, jump shot, couldn't go
in. Look down the court. They're going to take advantage of it.
And Hayden Kramer, one-on-one, open. She goes in for back-to-back. Tabor Camp with the assist. Schuderman, left-hand dribbling. Crossing up top to Hyman. Hyman holding it. Chest high. Drives up the steal by Shield. Shield the top. Three-point shot up and in it. Shield. She's got two threes in this second quarter. It's back to an 11-point game. 36-25. 19 left to go in the half. Tatum Kramer had a three-point shot in the corner last time. She has it. Spun out. And Josie Haverkamp just turned around and fired out to the wing, thinking Rempe was going to be there. That's going to be a turnover.
Let's see what they can do with 13 seconds left to go in this. If they're going to attack the basket, see if they can pick up another foul on one of these Centralia kids, or what they're going to do with this last possession.
Hanover has hit 5 3-point shots in this first half, and in three in this quarter. Centralia has hit two threes in this quarter, and just two total in this first half. Shield, who's had two of those threes for Hanover.
Okay,
and Tatum Kramer swats it with 1 second left. She has it behind her back, and they're going to get a foul. They're going to say they're not going to count it. That will end the first half. 36-25. The fireworks set to continue here with our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll be back in 5 minutes for it. Stay locked to 90.1 KMZA. Centralia, 36. The Hanover Wildcats, 25.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings, or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
The Bendino State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZA for our Highland Halftime Show. Again, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from the online at Highland. See CDO for a halftime show on 92.1 KMZA. This TVL tournament is also brought to you by Farmers St. Bank, Onega, Modern Banking, Thomas Valley's Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. M&R Auto Parts, your car plus auto parts store in Frankfurt. Blue Valley Technologies at home, keeping you connected. Cooking Company in Seneca, American-made custom cabinets and doors, and right now Centralia trying to shut the door behind them as they have taken a great lead going in the half, up by 11, 36-25. They were up just 16-14 from that first quarter. From the second quarter, the Panthers outscored the Hanover Wildcats 20-9 in that quarter. Just absolutely incredible numbers there. Just get up there and bump up to this big-time lead. Just overall dominating. 20-11, they outscored them in that second quarter. But there was three total lead changes so far in this game. Obviously, Centralia had that last one. That was when they, I believe, went up 14-12. And since then, they've just been able to hold it from there since. Right now, Centralia out-rebounding Hanover 19-9. Centralia is 7-11 from the line. Hanover is 6-16 from the line. Turnovers, Centralia at 7. Hanover at 18. Steals, Centralia at 8. Hanover at 2. Centralia has had 2 3-point shots. Hanover, they have canned 5. Dieters leads this game with 15 points.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things that you can look at in this game. One is the guard play for Hanover. They're going to have to shore up some things on in the full court. That's just way too many turnovers to have and still be able to beat a very good team. The rebounding statistic. Centralia, their bigs are just physical. So they're doing an excellent job of boxing out and grabbing rebounds. And probably one of the big things that you're going to see in this second half is if there is a chink in Centralia's armor, it's right now they're in some foul trouble. And you got the Dieters kid sitting on here with 3 fouls. Is Hanover's coach going to be, hey, let's see if we can't get her 4th foul early in this third quarter and get her back on the bench. And see if we can't make a run with her sitting on the bench. So it'll be interesting to see if they change it up a little bit. Hanover's bigs, a lot of times, spend a lot of their time out on the perimeter, outside the 3-point line. It'll be interesting to see if they don't change it up a little bit, try to get them in the interior, and get some of those bigs and Centralia's in some foul trouble. For Centralia's side of things, I mean, the Kramer kid stepped up big time. When Dieters came out with their 3rd foul, she kind of took over on the offensive end and was really a lot more aggressive on her part. And if she can continue to do that, that's going to be tough to stop. And the 2 bigs that they have, even the other young kid that came in off the bench for Centralia, provided some good minutes in the interior when one of their kids had to sit down.
Yeah, you talk about the interior. Centralia scoring 30 of their 36 points from the inside, where Hanover, 15 out of their 25 points have been from the outside. So when you take a look at that, when you compare the inside shot, 30 points from Centralia, only 10 points from Hanover, you know that that's like the big differential right there in scoring and rebounds, with Centralia out-rebounding Hanover 19-9. And Haberkamp, she had 7 rebounds in that first half. Gibbs, she had 4. Tatum Kramer, she had 2. And Hayden Kramer, she had 2 as well. So I mean, you just kind of look at the crashing the boards right now. And second chance opportunities has also led into some mix there on the blends for Centralia and their points.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, for Hanover side, I mean, they're going to have to get the Juneman kid some looks, either rubbing her off some screen, something where she doesn't have all this body contact that she's having to go through to get herself in. Because once she gets inside the lane and she has just a little bit of space, she's athletic enough, she can jump above people and get her shot off. But she hasn't been able to get that very many times in that first half. So that's one thing that they could be working on their side to try to get that some opportunities in that end of things. But yeah, Centralia's part, it's going to be, can they stay out of foul trouble? And Ohio's part, can they attack it to maybe possibly get a couple of their kids on the bench?
Hanover, 9 of their 11 points in that second quarter came from three-point shots. Juneman was hitting one. She's got two on the game. The 10 points she leads the Wildcats, and Allie Shields, she had 2 points in that third. She's got 6 points on this game. But we mentioned the fouls there. Cora Thompson with 4 fouls as she sits on this game. Owen Peters with 3. Tava Gibbs with 2. And Josie Haverkamp with 2. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're on 2.1 KMZA. This is our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from the Highlands. It's EDU. Centralia leads 36-25. Don't go nowhere. Second half begins soon.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and 7 convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care, inspired by you.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
M&R Auto Parts,
this
your auto parts.
Yeah, it's such an interesting thing as you're watching both these teams play. Again, very high-level game. I know Centralia's got the big 13-point lead, but such a high-level game on both sides. But definitely two different philosophies of two different groups of teams here.
Drew Bruna, pump faking at the top of the elbow, drives in the lane, couldn't get it to go in, rebound by Gibbs. She goes down the court, passing it to Dieters. Dieters goes inside the corral, and she passes it out to Haverkamp rebounds and goes up for
rebound.
Back to back second chance opportunity to the point. Tato Kramer has a steal going down the court now. She's one on one, taking it and getting it in.
Adam Kramer, two boards and 4 points here to start this third quarter. Centralia,
they're
dominating.
Making a statement.
Up by 17 now in this game. Cedars, right hand crossing left.
They're making a statement. We are the best team in this league.
And they want to make that loud. Cedars, the three, and she pans it in. The crowd wins and soars and roars. And that's a timeout taken with now a 20-point lead by Centralia. 45-25. We're back in 60 on 92.1 KMZA. 6:31 to go in the third.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Kansaland Radio.
Timeout taken by Chris Beichman as the Panthers came out and scored 9 straight here to begin this second half. The Wildcats have scored 0. They got outscored in the second quarter, 20-11. They're being outscored here in the third, 9-0. Hayden Kramer, a steal, going to Rounder, and an easy bucket! Now 11 straight here to start the second half. Kramer is dominating this game with now 2 steals in the third quarter, 2 boards, and 6 points.
I'll tell you one thing, that we're right here behind the Centralia's bench. And the coach made some adjustments, made the kids talk about some things during that timeout. But at the end, Owen Dieters looked at her team and said, we're up by 20, but just don't play like we're up by 20. I mean, you talk about, and then they came out and just got a turnover.
Anna Judeman here to Gracie Bruna. Bruna driving up the right side, looking at the blow block, up to the top from the elbow. Shot by Bruna, rebounded by Gracie Bruna. Her first crash on the board today. Gracie driving inside to me. Laya. Now after Gracie, the three, and
wow.
It's through the net.
She's hit some big three-pointers.
And then a turnover as Dieters just lets the ball roll behind her out of bounds. That is just the 8th turnover of the game against Centralia.
Yeah, for them to have a chance, they got to cut this to 10 or less going into the fourth quarter. So they got about 6 minutes. Can they cut that deficit?
19-point lead for Centralia. Wildcats throwing it under their offensive basket. They throw in again here as the ball gets swatted out of bounds. Gracie Bruna here on the throw-in. She just had the 3-point shot to cut it to 19 from 22. And Juneman driving inside, spinning around between a defender. Fadeaway shot misses. Kramer, Gibbs rebounding to Dieters now. Dieters right side up to Tava Gibbs from the nail off the backboard. Crash by Gibbs again. She missed from the nail. She takes the shot from the short corner. And she hits it for 2, Tava Gibbs. She's got 3 boards and 2 points here already in this third quarter. 5:20 to go in the third. Back to a 21-point lead. Judeman takes the 3. And underneath, it's going to be a jump ball possession for the Panthers. That is the 17th turnover for Hanover now.
And Centralia's got the whole package. I mean, they just really do. They got the guard play. They got the Dieters kid. And they got these 2 or 3 post players that just are so physical and do an excellent job in the half court.
Dieters looking high with it. Gets a screen by Gibbs.
Look at
up
that.
Up in the lane. Pass down low. Backboard. Dieters with the assist. Josie Haverkamp with the 2. Breaking the full court pressure here down to Gracie Bruna. Bruna driving in and losing the ball. Tatum Kramer attacks. She couldn't get to it. Judeman recollects. Judeman from in front of the basket, off the back of the rim, did not bounce in. Rebound by Josie Haverkamp.
They're just dominating the boards. I mean, Centralia is just making a point that we got every rebound.
Josie Haverkamp, 9 boards on this game. And there she goes, back into the basket. Not only 9 boards, but 13 points. She's nearly at a double-double. She's also got 3 steals and assists and a block. Inside pass to Rempe. Oh, that's not a pass. She just stole the ball. She was just standing there. Made it look like a pass. because she was just like, oh, I got
that.
And now, inside of Haverkamp. Haverkamp now with 15 points on the game. Wildcats with now officially 18 turnovers. Underneath, Juneman gets up and goes in for two. She's got 12. 25-point lead for Centralia. 3:51 to go in this third quarter. Dieters, screen set for her. Over the top. Great pass to Rempe just off the right, though, so she was stuck under the baseline. Picked back up. Dieters taking a three-point shot. 5 foot away from the arc, and she hits it! Dieters! With 21 points on the game, and now she's had 21 or more in every CBL tournament game. That's why she's a Benedictine commit, because she can fly just like a raven. Hey, we'll be back real quick in 30 seconds. 92.1 KMZA, 28-point lead for Centralia over the number-ranked team in Class 1A Division 2, the Hanover Wildcats.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dieters can really do it all. On Monday, she hit 5 3-pointers. On Thursday, she hit none, but she went inside the paint and scored 21. Today, she is balanced in and out of the paint. Turnover here against the Hanover Wildcats. Now with 19 on the game. Centralia will retake over with a chance to extend it to a 30-point game. Josie Haverkamp nearly going in with it, but Drew Bruna picks up the rebound. And then a foul immediately right after, called on the ground. I think that's against Tatum Kramer. If it is, that is her third foul of the game. And Tatum, well, that's her fourth. That is her fourth foul. And look to substitute for Tatum Kramer. And Melanie Baker comes in as well onto the court. So two players for Panthers with four fouls. Cora Thompson and Tatum Kramer. Dieters with three. Giz with two. Haverkamp with two. So
they've been able to play with it. They've been able to play it. And I mean, just... They're just on a different level right now, Centralia is. I'd put them against anybody from 3A down that they could compete against and beat.
And they could. They have beaten the 3A ranked team in Silver Lake. 3-point shot up and out. Dieters another board. She's got now just 2 on the game to complement her 21 points. Dieters attempts the 3-point shot, but then she is fouled. Well, she pump fakes, I should say, and then drives inside and off the drive, she gets fouled.
Well, I mean, and strength. I mean, obviously, these kids, they must have a great weightlifting program at Centralia. Because all, every one of these kids are very strong kids. They're not just athletic. The skills that each one of them possess, obviously, the Dieters kids are crazy. Oh, my gosh, don't leave her open.
And they did. And she's almost in the bucket like a fish out of water. It just dishes and flies right on out. Bruna picks up the board. Judeman underneath the baseline is looking to pass it back out here up to the top. And now with it is Gracie Bruna. Bruna flipping inside, and she gets it to Drew Bruna. So Gracie with the assist and Drew with the 2 points.
And I thought that maybe that was Hanover try a little bit more, is to utilize their height a little bit in the interior. But they really didn't utilize that at all at this point.
Becker, Dieters. Taking the three, Rempe, she releases, and she hits! Rempe with her first three of this game.
I'll tell you, yeah, when everybody's feeling it, everybody's feeling it. I mean, everybody's gonna make shots.
And now Rempe gets the steal down the court. Melanie Becker gets blocked.
Look at this, I mean, they're just trying to pick him apart.
Steal over the top. Kept by Hyman, kicked out. Judeman, 3-point shot. Off the rim, it skims, and a foul by Tava Gibbs. That is her third of the game. 61-32, a 29-point
year
for Centralia.
Centralia just put it to a different level. They really did. It's not to say that Hanover doesn't have a great team, which they do. They do have a great team. Centralia just came out from the get-go with their team and said, we are going to make a statement. And they have made a statement that, like I said, they play at this level. Yeah. you're undefeated state champions. I'm sorry. I mean, I know Little Rivers are sitting right there undefeated too, and they got some very good athletes. And I know it's a game of basketball. You have your highs and lows. Things can happen. But this is a complete package that Centralia has.
1:36 left to go in this third quarter. Centralia up 61-34. Shot clock 30. Centralia possession over the top court. Thompson, she comes back in the game with her four fouls. She is corralled by three defenders. Up top here, Dieters drives inside, takes a jump step inside, and looks like it will be off the top and rebounded by Heinemann.
Look at that, man. It's like fish to water. I mean, they're just all over the ball. This is in the full court. They're 10 seconds. They didn't get a pass. They didn't get the ball past the free throw line of their other side of the backcourt. They didn't get past the free throw. That's how intense Centralia's defense was. Wow. And again, against a very good team.
Just absolutely playing like dynamite. They have not only shot the court out tonight and
talked to
Dieters with another three. She's had four straight on the game. 64-34. The Panthers are up by 30 over the Hanover Wildcats. She will try a three in and out of the rim. Rempe rebounds.
Would you have guessed this could be a running clock in the fourth quarter against two high-level teams like this
for the first-place match? I couldn't even tell you the last time this would have ever happened in a first-place match at the TBL tournament.
I said Centralia has just made a statement to everybody in the state of Kansas that we're a team. If you're going to win a state title, you're going to have to go through us.
Kramer inside. Becker trying to go over the top. Rebounded by Anna Juneman. Juneman down the court. Left hand driving. The Shield. Shield looks three. Off the left side of the rim. Dieters boards it. Down the court.
Look at her, man. She's got her head up looking down the court. Great pass!
And an incredible pass to Tatum Kramer! She's got two assists on this game as well. She nearly has a steal. Judeman buckets it from the corner, but that won't make much of a difference. It's a 30-point lead. We're going to have a running clock into the fourth
quarter.
In our first place match, 66-36. Centralia leads.
And
we're
again,
back in
I mean, yeah, go ahead.
We're back in 60 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Centralia managed to score almost the amount of points Hanover has on the game in the third quarter as Centralia outscored Hanover 30-11 in the third. And here Hanover trying to get the first points this fourth quarter. They're down by 30 with a running clock, 66-36. Who would have guessed a running clock here in the first place game of a TVL championship on the girls' side between two of the best teams in small class.
Look at that.
And Dieters.
Dieters is on fire.
Picked her fifth straight three-point shot. She's got 27 points on the game.
I mean, she's just saying, I'm just going to throw it up. It's going in.
Chill. The wing. Three-pointer off the back of the rim. And it's going to be a foul against the Wildcats to turn the possession over.
Yeah, you just wonder how long Centralia's going to keep their starters in here. I mean, the game's obviously over. It's a running clock. They're up 33. I mean, one thing you don't want is one of your kids to get hurt on something that is already completely over with.
So believe it or not, Centralia's most points they've scored in a game is against ACCHS. They scored 76 points in that game, and they also scored 71 against Northeast Kansas Saints home school. What would be the likeliness of them scoring their most points on the game against the number one team in Class 1A Division 2? Dieters drives inside just off the rim.
and then it's rebounded by Laya Juneman.
But they're just not running back on defense. They're going after the ball. Whoever has the ball, we're going to go trap you. We're going to make it difficult. We're going to make you have to pass the ball. We're going to look for steals. I mean, a lot of young teams, other teams can look at some of these things that these kids do just by instinct. It's not like their coach is telling them to do that. They're just doing it on their own.
Laya Juneman inside, now kicks back out to Juneman. Juneman driving the baseline to the short corner. To Shield on the wing. At the letters, up top, inside, out low to the corner. 3-point shot, and off the rim it bangs. And it bucks to Haverkamp, and now Haverkamp has...
Look at that, full court pass.
Double. And Tayu...
Oh, she missed the layup.
This is the easy layup underneath, the rebound by Drew Bruna.
Look at that, so she's going to go trap again.
Here, up the top, stuck on the pivot foot. By Drew Bruna to Shield. Shield driving short corner shot and a turnover off the travel. 23 turnovers on the game for Hanover. 8 total for Centralia. And now we're going to see some of replacements. Claire Heinen, the junior, coming in for the first time tonight. Sava Gibbs with it, swinging out to the near right side to Tatum Kramer. Out to Dieters. Dieters pacing this offense inside, ripped away by Hyman. Hyman with her first steal of the game, and now she goes down the court and gets the two. She's now got 4 points, 3 boards on this game, and 1 steal.
Well, she's just a freshman, too.
Dieters.
I mean, I say Hanover's got some young kids.
And Hyman,
yeah, another steal.
Back to back. And now she gets it out to Kennedy Cohurst. Cohurst. Back to Hyman on the baseline. The short corner. Bounce pass inside. In the paint. Rolling around. In for two.
And I thought that's something that, I mean, next time they play each other, I assume they match up here in the regular season, is getting those six-footers some touches inside the paint.
Still a 29-point game and lead here for Centralia. 69-44. 34 left to go in this fourth. And another foul called against the Wildcats here. The first foul against Kennedy Cohurst, the sophomore. Dieters throws it inside up the top of the arc. And now the Dieters tries another one. She hasn't missed 5 straight. There she goes. She missed her first one there. And now picked up by Juneman. Yeah, nearly getting
the steal. Look at that. She's diving after the ball.
It's still, and there's going to be a call to jump ball. Wow. I will stay with.
Well, you're 5'10", 5'11", Gibbs, and she's a sophomore.
23 turnovers.
She plays with passion. I love kids that play with passion. Gosh, that's fun.
Dieters, underneath the basket, inside, Gibbs.
Of course, give it to her. Of course, give it to her. She's the one that got you the ball. Yeah.
Dieters with now 3 assists on the game. 71-40. The Centralia Panthers have now tied their second highest scoring game on the season when they put up 71 points against Northeast Kansas Saints home school.
Well, they'll put it up plus 70. Look at this. And they should. I mean, Centralia's crowd should give these kids a standing ovation because they played their hearts out for this championship.
Incredible. And now Dieters will take the bench, not in foul trouble, because she's been the trouble with 27 points on the game. She will finish. 3:04 left to go in the fourth. Baseline board here for Maya Tanking for Centralia, as again they will put in their backups in to try to finish this one out.
Looks like it's Hanover's ball here.
Looks like a turnover here by Centralia. That's their 10th of the game. Over the top, Juneman, the nail drive, spinning around, losing it in the top of the key paint. And Juneman keeps it, actually, and then there's going to be a travel. So that will be a turnover, 24 turnover against the Hanover Wildcats. 31-point lead here for Centralia girls in the first-place TVL championship match.
Yeah, that's the one. I mean, they don't want anybody hurt. It's going to be a hard one to swallow here for Hanover and the defeat that they're going to have here with Centralia. But again, they need to get past this and look for the rest of the regular season. And they know the aspirations. I mean, it's towards the end of the season because they're out for winning a state title. Yeah, the TVL championship is great, but the ultimate goal at the end of the season is to host OSAT state championship trophy, and both these teams here have got an excellent opportunity to do so.
With it, Maya tanking, looking left on the ground, a half court, and they're going to get a half court violation. That is Centralia's 11th turnover of the game. They've had two here, three actually in this fourth quarter with their backups. So the starters only had nine.
I think that was a big thing. I mean, Centralia put the pressure on right from the get-go and made it very difficult for Hanover to do anything in the half court.
So that pass foul with 1:16 to go, the clock still rolling.
That's what you want when championship teams do. I mean, right from the get-go is to play with that type of energy to make a statement, and they sure did.
No bigger statement has been made today. Three-point shot by Cohurst.
Oh, nice shot.
Drains right inside. And that will take a 30-second timeout on the court. We'll take it as well. Hanover down 71-43 with 57.5 seconds left to go in the TVL Girls Championship.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
1:43 with 50 seconds left to go here. It's the Centralia Panthers who have this lead right now. Everyone kind of has their backups in just to end out this game. Near side, Becker with it for the Panthers. Over top to Kara Niehus. Niehus driving on the top post. Smooths the ball. She's going to scrap ball on the far side short court. And now the shot clock will turn off as we are under 25 seconds left to go in the fourth.
Yeah, Little River, if you're listening to this, Centralia's coming for you. They want that state championship back from you that you took from them during volleyball. They play at this level, they're going to be a tough team to beat.
They're going to be one tough team to beat. Turning it over here, Hanover, their 25th.
Well, yeah, I mean, you love that. Even the young kids.
Even the young kids for Centralia, Claire Heiden nearly getting a layup shot, and that will end the fourth quarter. 71-43. The Centralia Panthers stay undefeated to win the TVL championship game over the Hanover Wildcats. We'll be back in just a little bit for our post-game show, as well as our player of the game. Stay locked to 92.1 KMZA.
Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
After Monday through Friday, Kyle's wins, Kyle's wins, Kyle's wins.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings, or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome to our post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BLDoors.com. This is also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit with BankWithFarmers.com. The Centralia Panthers winning now back-to-back CDL championships, but last year they only won it by 2 points over Clifton Clyde. This year, they won by nearly over 30. They won by 28 points, 71-43 over the Hanover Wildcats. They outscored them 35-18 in the second half. They outscored them 36-25 in the first half. Just an absolutely incredible game. There was three total lead changes. Detroit was down, I think, like 6 or 7 to start the game. After that, pedal to the metal, they did not stop. They out-rebound Hanover 30-16. They, on the turnover margin, Centralia finished with 12, Hanover with 25. Both teams finished with 7 3-pointers. Hanover had 4 steals. Centralia had 12 total. Centralia went 7-11 from the free throw line. Hanover went 8-18. The player of the game goes to Owen Dieters, who had 27 total points. She hit 5 3-point shots. And not only is this her second game in the CBL tournament scoring 27 points, this is her second game in the CBL tournament with 5 3-point shots. Just an absolutely incredible game from Owen Dieters. She's an over 1,000-point score in the year. She's a Bennett Dixon commit. And Hanover Wildcats, they have won 24 straight games in a row. They won the title last year in their class. They're ranked number one this year. They're a brick wall, right? They just have set so much winning success. And here Centralia comes in, and they just take all that away. And who was the last team that Hanover lost to? Fight to Centralia by 4. Well, you can times that by about 6. That's how much they lost to Centralia today. Actually, by 7. That's how much they lost to Centralia today. They lost by 28 points. It's an absolutely, just a statement by Centralia to win back-to-back now TVL titles.
Yeah, these, what's made this team is these sophomores that came in for Centralia to provide them some height. Because they got the complete package. With those sophomore kids and their size, and with the Kramer kid and the Dieters kid out on the perimeter, it's tough. They're a tough girls team. They're from top to bottom. They play extremely hard. I mean, for teams to have a chance against them, they're going to have to be able to, one, handle the ball pressure. They're going to have to be able to not control the boards, but not let Centralia control the boards. So they're going to have to be very disciplined on both ends of the floor, inside the paint, and to be able to do that for 32 minutes of the game. And that's tough. I know it's a game. There's going to be highs and lows. Obviously, this game here was one of Centralia's highs. I mean, I don't know what they've played like all season, but they played a lot better this game than the game we seen them play earlier in the week. I mean, they stepped up their game to another level. It's going to be exciting to see these girls' teams in this league as they progress on, because I still think for the TBL, you still have at least four teams in my book, Valley Heights, D-West, Centralia, and Hanover, that have the capability of making deep runs in their classifications at the end of the year in basketball. Kudos to Centralia for putting on a show, because it was.
11 straight games won. They beat Axel to start 61-34. They beat Dalton West 62-34, and now they finish with beating Hanover 71-43. An absolute just incredible game, and Centralia winning the TBL title on the girls' side. This TBL tournament coverage brought to you by Elmer's Repair and Central. Remember their upcoming filter sale, January 27th to February 15th, or February 5th. First National Bank in Frankfurt, providing complete banking services over 104 years. FBS Insurance in Seneca, service beyond the sale. We're going to implement your local Case IH dealer and B&D building. From concept to completion, we've got you covered. And Axel Eagles, we've got you covered as well, because it's upcoming. The Axel Eagles, the number 2 ranked team in Class 1A Division 2, against the Hanover Wildcats boys of Class 1A Division 2. We're a boys state title, or not state title, for a TBL championship title. Hanover girls, they lost. Can the Hanover boys make up for it? We'll see here up next. We'll be back in about 5 minutes here on 92.1 KMZA. Centralia girls have won the TBL title. Who will win the boys? Find out in just a couple of minutes. Upcoming here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.